Today is Wednesday, April 15th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I have one of these little calendars, and I don't know how many people buy these anymore, but you would usually see them like in, I don't know, Hallmark, if that even still exists, or they actually have calendar stores at the mall. And or you can buy them online. It used to be, I think one thing that made it really popular was The Far Side. I don't know if anyone remembers, and I don't remember who the guy's name now. I can't remember the guy's name at all, but there was a guy who, the Far Side guy, who created the Far Side comic, and he put out these square calendars where every day you would pull off the little slip and it would have another Far Side cartoon on it. Apparently he's gotten bored in his old age and he's going to put out another comic strip, or maybe he's already started, I'm not sure. So maybe there'll be more Far Side comic calendars in the future. But anyway, it's one of those. It's like a square, and every day you rip it off. It's got a little stand, so you stand it up on your desk. And this one is called Life Hacks. I find, in general, that the life hacks are not very good. It's stuff that it seems like they have an employee who they said, hey, Google life hacks, and then just write them one for each day of the year, 365 days. Don't, you know, really care if they're good or bad or whatever. Just Google something, put it up there. But, you know, we're in quarantine times and I don't have much to talk about, so I'm going to read a couple of these. It's new content. So the first one was from Monday of this week, and it says, sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon on the carpet before you vacuum. The room will smell like cinnamon instead of that nasty vacuum smell. The reason I decided to read these today is because just this weekend, so I spent maybe an hour and a half vacuuming this weekend, maybe not that long, maybe an hour. And I also changed our filters, our air filters, because, you know, you should do that once a month. I don't do that once a month, but I did do it this time. My vacuum stinks. And I don't know. I'm not a Susie homemaker. I don't know. Maybe you're supposed to wash your vacuum cleaner or something. I know my ex, he used to take the vacuum cleaner out in the backyard and literally take the water hose and run water through all the hoses and all the parts and stuff like that. And then he would let it dry in the sun. I don't know if you're supposed to do that. It seems like for an electronic piece of equipment, you probably don't want to do that. And maybe he just did the hoses and they're not electronic, so maybe that's fine. I don't know. Regardless, my vacuum cleaner stinks, especially when you turn it on. And I do empty it out. I empty out the basket. I clean the filters occasionally, but it just smells bad. I was thinking, oh, cinnamon. But they sell that stuff at the store, and the powder that you can put on your carpet. The thing is, I have like hardwood floors, but the vacuum, when I vacuum, it smells in the house because the vacuum cleaner doesn't smell good. So maybe I need to put some kind of like baking soda or something like that in the vacuum cleaner itself. Or maybe I just need to take it out to the backyard and wash it. Regardless, if you have carpet and you don't want to buy the air freshener, baking soda blend stuff that you can put on your carpet, I guess you could also use regular baking soda and add like a scent to it. Maybe an essential oil or something. Look, I'm coming up with my own life hacks here. The other one was Head & Shoulders shampoo not only gets rid of dandruff, but it's also a great way to get rid of acne on your face, chest, or back, thanks to the ingredient zinc pyrithione it contains. So there you go. And today says lemon water helps clean toxins out of our bodies. When you get rid of toxic waste in your system, your skin will show it first. I will say this, just another reminder, I have kept up my lovely skin regimen that I've been doing. So every morning when I get up, I put on, I spread on some moisturizer with sunscreen, even though we're not going out in the sun right now. And every night before I go to bed, I use this Mary Kay night serum. I don't know what's in it. All I know is it's night serum, which apparently means you're supposed to put it on at night. It's so old. It's probably 15 years old, 20 years. It could be 20 years old for all I know. So it probably expired and it's probably doing me no good at all. But the thing is, if I get myself in a habit, at one point I'll buy some more. I'll run out and I'll buy a new one. And whatever I buy will be good. Oh, that was too loud. Whatever I buy will be good. Oh, too loud again. And I'll be in the habit. Because, you know, if you do anything for 20 days or more, it's supposed to be a habit. Although I'm so good at breaking habits, especially the exercise habit. I've done exercise for months and months and months, years even. And then if you fall off the wagon for a few days, it's so easy just to quit. Diets are the same thing. I could do a diet for months and months and months and lose 30 pounds or something. You know, I came up with that 30 pounds arbitrarily. Not really, because last year I lost 30 pounds and then gained it all back. But if I develop this skincare habit, I'll keep doing it. And as I get older, I'll reverse the aging process. I did read an article today that if you do aerobic exercise, your cells can actually de-age. I mean, de-age is probably the wrong word, but it basically was like you can take years off of your cell life or whatever. They will behave younger. Your cells will behave younger. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But anyway, do aerobic exercise as you get older. Like Big Fatty walks all the time, you know. He's doing some aerobic exercise. Maybe that is de-aging his cells. Who knows? So just a house update. We did get another email from the realtor. And we had very specific instructions that we don't like wooden colored cabinets. We don't like brown cabinets. Brown cabinets are really any kind of wood grain looking cabinets. For the most part, I want a painted cabinet. It doesn't have to be white, but white is the best because we both, Mark and I both seem to be into very clean white cabinet, a lot of sunlight, you know, coming in, no dark paneling on the walls, you know, light paint colors, et cetera, on the all over the house. And so one of our checklist items was we really don't want a house if it's got brown cabinets. And so, but the market, there's just not a lot on the market here for sale at the moment. And so she sent an email today and she was like, you know, I'm thinking maybe we should put back on the list the houses that have brown cabinets because we can get those painted white for you. So I don't know if she was saying, because that's not exactly how she worded it. She said something like, I'll just pull it up here in my email. She said something along the lines of, I've seen a few possibilities, but the kitchen is brown. I'm thinking we may just start considering them and then painting the cabinets white. So to me, it sounds like she's offering to go in and paint our cabinets white if we don't like the cabinets, but we love everything else in the house. I don't know. But she sent us two new listings, and we're going to look at those tonight and send her our thoughts because that's what we're doing. Although we did get lax on updating the spreadsheet. We did the spreadsheet for the initial list of homes that she sent us, and then all the onesie-twosie homes she sent us the past couple of weeks, we have not updated the spreadsheet. So we're already falling off on our spreadsheet duties. So maybe we'll update the spreadsheet. I'm not really sure. Last night after I recorded, we did the typical thing that we always do. We did our P90X. Oh God, it had so many sprawls in it. So a sprawl is when you basically jump down to the floor. And you jump down to the floor into like a push-up position. So you're standing and then you jump down to the, I don't know how to say it better. You jump down into a push-up position and then you get back up. But it is so, oh my God, I was breathing hard. It's horrible. had to take another shower because, you know, I played Words with Friends last night because I'm getting a little bit lax. I need to actually, because Kathy Bacon has not invited me for a rematch, even though she beat me twice. I guess she's waiting on me to invite her. She's one of those people that she needs to get the invite. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.